Historical Appendix, Chapter 52, Capture of Jerusalem. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord, just as Jehoiakim had done. Indeed, what was done in Jerusalem and in Judah so angered the Lord that he cast them out from his presence. Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. In the 10th month of the 9th year of his reign, on the 10th day of the month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and his whole army advanced against Jerusalem, encamped around it, and built siege walls on every side. The siege of the city continued until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. On the 9th day of the 4th month, when famine had gripped the city and the people had no more bread, the city walls were breached. Then all the soldiers took to flight, and left the city by night through the gate between the two walls, which was near the king's garden. With the Chaldeans surrounding the city, they went in the direction of the Arabah. But the Chaldean army pursued the king and overtook Zedekiah in the desert near Jericho, while his whole army fled from him. The king, therefore, was arrested and brought to Riblah in the land of Hamath to the king of Babylon, who pronounced sentence on him. As Zedekiah looked on, the king of Babylon slew his sons, as well as all the princes of Judah at Riblah. Then he blinded Zedekiah, bound him with fetters, and had him brought to Babylon, and kept in prison until the day of his death. Destruction of Jerusalem. On the 10th day of the 5th month, this was in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, captain of the bodyguard, came to Jerusalem as the representative of the king of Babylon. He burned the house of the Lord, the palace of the king, and all the houses of Jerusalem. Every large building he destroyed with fire. And the Chaldean troops who were with the captain of the guard tore down all the walls that surrounded Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, led into exile the rest of the people left in the city, and those who had deserted to the king of Babylon, and the rest of the artisans. But some of the country's poor, Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, left behind as vine dressers and farmers. The bronze pillars that belonged to the house of the Lord, and the wheeled carts, and the bronze sea in the house of the Lord, the Chaldeans broke into pieces. They carried away all the bronze to Babylon. They took also the pots, the shovels, the snuffers, the bowls, the pans, and all the bronze vessels used for service. The basins also, the fire holders, the bowls, the pots, the lampstands, the pans, the sacrificial bowls which were of gold or silver, these two the captain of the guard carried off, as well as the two pillars, the one sea, and the 12 oxen of bronze under the sea, and the wheeled carts, which King Solomon had made for the house of the Lord. The bronze of all these furnishings could not be weighed. Each of the pillars was 18 cubits high and 12 cubits in diameter. Each was 4 fingers thick and hollow inside. A bronze capital, 5 cubits high, surmounted the one pillar, and a network with pomegranates encircled the capital, all of brass. And so for the other pillar. The pomegranates, there were 96 pomegranates. There were 100 pomegranates all around the network. The captain of the guard also took Seraiah, the high priest, Zephaniah, the second priest, and the 3 keepers of the entry. And from the city he took 1 courtier, a commander of soldiers, and 7 men in the personal service of the king who were present in the city, and the scribe of the army commander who mustered the people of the land, and 60 of the common people who were in the city. The captain of the guard, Nebuzaradan, arrested these and brought them to the king of Babylon at Riblah, who had them struck down and put to death in Riblah in the land of Hamath. Thus was Judah exiled from her land. This is the number of the people whom Nebuchadnezzar led away captive. In his 7th year, 3,023 people of Judah. In the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, 832 persons from Jerusalem. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, exiled 745 people of Judah, 4,600 persons in all. Favor shown to Jehoiakim. In the 37th year of the exile of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, on the 25th day of the 12th month, Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the inaugural year of his reign, took up the case of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and released him from prison. He spoke kindly to him, and gave him a throne higher than that of the other kings who were with him in Babylon. Jehoiakim took off his prison garb, and ate at the king's table as long as he lived. The allowance given him by the king of Babylon was a perpetual allowance in fixed daily amounts, all the days of his life, until the day of his death.